Rolling and Journaling on the River on this moment of Indiana history. On December 20th, 1834, 22-year-old Asbury Jakes set out on an adventure to New Orleans. Part of a large farming family in Posey County, Indiana, Asbury signed on as clerk of a five-man crew steering the flatboat Davy Crockett down the Ohio River and the Mississippi. With limited local and regional markets for their grain and livestock, enterprising Hoosier farmers, among others, brought their products by flatboat to New Orleans, where they would fetch higher prices. By the 1830s, more than 1,000 flatboats arrived at New Orleans annually. At 80 feet long and 17 feet wide, the Davy Crockett was somewhat larger than average. It was loaded with 14,000 pounds of barrel-packed pork and beef, 350 live chickens and almost 500 live turkeys in crates, 1,700 bushels of corn and 15 bushels of oats, and 40 kegs of lard. Asbury's journal records the dangers of navigating the large and heavily laden boat, the conviviality among crews on the river, the business transactions with farmers along the way, the continued loss of poultry to wild animals who crept on board at night, and the savagery of port towns. The Davy Crockett docked in New Orleans on February 11, 1835. Asbury arrived back home at the Mount Vernon landing a month later, having netted a tidy profit for his family while experiencing, as he reflected, one of the best places for a man to acquire a knowledge of human nature. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.